This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, entitled The Great Filling Station Robbery, we're going to see Gomer, Andy, and Barney as the major characters in this episode, and it was aired on February 25th, 1963, written by Harvey Bullock and directed by Bob Sweeney. This episode opens in the courthouse, and we see Barney installing a speaker and a communication system in cell number 2. He's trying to modernize it electronically. And again, this is one of those times where Barney uses a different word than what really should be used. Instead of saying electronically, he says electronically. And as he's in cell number 2, Hook putting the speaker on the wall, Andy and Opie come in. And in this episode, Andy sneaks in 3 times without Barney ever hearing him. This first one, Andy and Opie come in together, and Barney's near the speakers, actually standing on the cot, and Andy sneaks over to the speaker / microphone and yells, "Howdy, Barney!" And Barney startles Barney, and you get to see some of those famous Don Knotts reactions. And so I love this scene here, particularly with Opie. Barney is trying to attempt to show Andy and Opie how this system would work, and what Barney hopes to happen is that criminals might say things in the cell with that speaker on the wall that they may be helping to solve some cases. But again, Barney goes and takes Opie back to the cell, and he has Opie say this line, "All right, Lefty, me and you is busting out tonight." And what I love about this is that besides Opie having to say it 3 or 4 times, is Opie says it out of the right side of his mouth. He really shifts his mouth to the right side and says it out of the corner. And each time he says it, Barney checks with Andy to see if he can hear him, and Andy says he can't. And finally, it gets to the point where Barney has to hold Opie right up to the speaker within a few inches in the cell. And finally, Andy said he can hear him and says, "If we can get all the criminals to hold their partner up to the speaker, we should be fine." And, of course, Barney gets upset. Well, Andy and Opie decide they're going to leave, and as they do, Andy goes to the speaker and says goodbye to Barney, and again, Barney just gets mad. Well, the next scene, we see Gomer and at the filling station. That's F-I-L-L-I-N station. And Andy's taking a carburetor to him, and in this episode, we see a little bit of some of Gomer's limited mechanics. Later on, he'll be in some of the other episodes, he has a little bit more mechanical ability, but in this one, he has limited and only does gas and air, as Gomer would say it. And while Andy's talking with Gomer about this, a local businessman, Mr. Carter, brings Jimmy Morgan, a young man, to Andy, and he's accusing him of stealing a battery. Now, if Jimmy Morgan in this episode looks familiar, this actor's named Pat Colby, and he appeared in the Stranger in Town episode as Bill Matthews. But again, in this episode, he's portraying Jimmy Morgan. So, you know, he will look familiar if you've got a keen eye to the Andy Griffith shows. So anyway, basically, Andy asked Jimmy what happened. Jimmy said that he was just testing out the battery. When he did, he dropped it, and he was planning on getting Mr. Carter a new one. Mr. Carter doesn't believe him and believes that Jimmy's a thief. And Jimmy had been arrested before, and Andy had set him up with Mr. Carter for this job to give him a second chance. And so what was happening here is that Mr. Carter wanted him arrested again. And Andy really didn't want to put him in jail. He really didn't think it was that big of a deal. And again, this shows you a little bit different of the sheriff. You know, Andy wasn't quick to arrest people. He was really wanting to help people more than anything else, even though Mr. Carter called Jimmy sticky fingers. So anyway, Andy overhears Jimmy talking with Gomer about putting the carburetor on the car, and realizes that Jimmy has mechanical skills, and so Andy invites Jimmy to help Gomer on the repair work. So this seems like a good... So we leave it at that. Then the next scene, we see Barney in the courthouse, and he's calling the Bluebird Diner to speak to you-know-who, Juanita. And I love it when he calls Juanita, and he'll say, "Juanita, Barn." And he'll do that a couple times in this episode. But in this particular phone call, we hear Barney saying to Juanita, "Cock-a-doodle-doo." He tells her that he made that up. And he does it a few more times. And Andy walks in, and he says to Barney, "Would you please stand up?" And Barney says, "Why?" He said, "Because I want to check and see if there's an egg in the chair." And, of course, Barney gets upset about that. And while Andy's giving Barney a hard time, Gomer comes in and reports now there's more tools missing. So Andy and Barney go to the filling station to go check out and see what's going on, and they see no signs of forced entry. And so Andy figures out that it's somebody trying to set Jimmy Morgan up right away. He says it's too obvious that Jimmy wouldn't be doing this. You know, again, Jimmy's working in the filling station now trying to help repair cars, and then for him to steal tools at the very place he's working, which is sort of what he was accused of in a previous crime, wouldn't make sense. So they decide they're going to do a stakeout of the filling station that night. But before they do so, Barney and Gomer go back to the filling station. Without Andy knowing it, Barney sets up a camera that can be triggered by somebody walking in. And then they plan to stake out the filling station later that night. So later that night, we do see Barney and Gomer at the filling station. And, you know, they're basically sitting there talking about how they don't believe anything's going to happen. Barney's sort of saying, well, they probably obviously see me here and they're not going to try anything. And in the background, in the window, we see a local townsman, Prothro Hansen, who gets out of the trunk of the car, the old Trojan horse trick, and he's stealing tools right behind Barney and Gomer's back. And we can see all this happening through the window. So again, I love how they set this up so that you can see this actually while Barney's talking about how the criminals wouldn't even dare take a chance of trying to steal while they're there. Well, the next morning we see when they're talking about what's happened at the filling station, how someone again has stolen from the filling station, Barney all of a sudden remembers that he had the camera set up. And so they go to go check, see what's on the camera. Then the next scene we go back and we see at the courthouse, and Andy's speaking with Jimmy Morgan about the thievery, and he's basically accusing him of doing it, and Jimmy's denying that he had anything to do with it. And Barney says something to Jimmy to the effect of, you know, we've got proof that even the sheriff doesn't know about, and it's coming right now. And here comes Gomer with a photo that's been blown up. And again, Barney says, this is a photo of the criminal. And so he puts the photo down on the sheriff's desk without looking at it. And when we see a close-up look of it, we see it's a photo of Barney as standing at the door and with his hand up in the air. And again, the looks on Gomer and Andy's face when they see this photo is just absolutely hilarious. And one of the favorite parts of this particular scene is when Gomer looks over to Barney and says, "You take a real good picture, Barn." And Barney just gets so mad because he realized that what he was trying to do backfired and actually made him look like he was a criminal. So we leave to the next scene, and Andy and Barney get a phone call from Gomer. Gomer says he actually sees somebody inside the filling station right now. So Andy and Barney go and check it out. It's nighttime, and they sneak up, and they look through the window, and they see Jimmy Morgan, and he's running some wire from the cash register inside the filling station, actually to batteries outside the filling station. And so both Andy and Barney are a little confused about what he's doing, but they walk up to basically catch Jimmy hooking up the battery, and Jimmy has a guilty look on his face, and as they're about to say something to arrest him, we hear a man screaming in the background. So all three of them go running into the filling station, and they see Prothro Hansen standing there, and he's got his fingers on the cash register, and he's being shocked to death, and that's why he's screaming, because Jimmy had rigged the cash register so that if someone touched it, they would receive electrical shock, and that's why it was hooked to the battery. So Jimmy unplugs it, and and Andy mentions the Trojan horse, and they basically take Prothro off to be arrested. So again, this is a win for the youth, as Andy says in this episode. Now, the final scene, we see again for the third time, Andy sneaks in and he's catching Barney without Barney knowing he's there. And this time is the second time he's talking to Juanita in this episode. And Barney is reading the poem that he wrote to Juanita, and it's on the typewriter in front of him. And I'm not going to read the whole poem to him, but just, "Juanita, Juanita, lovely dear Juanita, from your head down to your feet." And so Andy comes in, and here's what Barney's doing, and he looks over Barney's shoulder, and he can see the poem in the typewriter. So he waits to a certain point, and then as Barney's reading it, Andy joins in, starts reading it together, and Barney gets startled. He hangs up, and he gets mad, and just as his image of Barney's face, the way he's looking at the end, and his hair at the end of this episode, it just cracks me up every time I see it. So again, another good episode. And again, thing that you have to notice about this episode, it has really good storyline. It has a lot of good comedy as well. So they mix a little bit of drama mystery and comedy, and that happens a lot in Andy Griffith's show, which again makes it so much a joy to watch. But again, Andy basically trying to give people a second chance and trying to do good rather than simply arrest people. I think sort of an ideal sheriff we'd all like to think. Now, for the trivia question. You had to listen carefully in this episode. Gomer talks about what the price of gas is at Wally's filling station. So the answer that I'm looking for is, what is the price of gas at Wally's filling station? Again, what is the price of gas at Wally's filling station? If you think you have an idea of this answer, you can certainly go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and right beside the name of this episode, The Great Filling Station Robbery, I'll have in parentheses the answer to that. Or you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com with your answer, and I'll be glad to reply and let you know whether you got it right or wrong. Again, I hope you're continuing to enjoy these Burke on Mayberry podcasts. And if you have any questions or comments about these podcasts, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.